It's crabbing season once more, diminishing now to a 2-month opening, 5 days a week. Ordinarily, I walk the eelgrass jungles for the vicious beasts, but when the tides aren't low, I do what the rest of us down here on the South End do. I use a boat and set pots baited with delicacies from Trader Joe or catered in by Brenda's Catering and Chow. Everyone these days uses motorboats, but I'm still rowing my little aluminum scow, the one with my homemade oars. Because the state and its scientific wisdom requires pots to be pulled the fifth day, I had to row out for mine in whitecaps. Believe me, you pay attention to every stroke when waves are bashing the sides of your tiny tub. I did okay going out, then managed to pull both pots without flipping the boat. I should maybe mention I'm about 400 yards, call it a quarter mile, out from shore in 75 feet of water. Nobody's around and nobody's going to call 911 if I go overboard. I have a life jacket, worst case. I should probably carry life insurance too. Going back though was harder. The wind had picked up and I was taking worse waves on the sides. My pots were cramping me up for rowing and the direction of the wind was anything but where I wanted to go. Sure, I thought to myself, a smarter man would have never come out today. A man with minimal brains would have turned around halfway out when the rowing became hard and the danger apparent. Even a dummy might have figured leave the damn pots and get his sorry butt back to shore. But I'm a South Ender and by God I was going to get those pots and whatever crabs they held, even if it meant I had to risk life and limb. This is what differentiates a salty dog from a landlubber professor of economics, in case you were wondering. Halfway back, my left oar caught a wave and hung up for a moment. When I got straightened out, I noticed a nut had fallen off the oar lock, and next thing I knew, the whole gizmo that attached to the oar was coming apart, and sure enough, it did. I tried to find the nut down in the crab blood and bait water, but it was nowhere to be seen, and the last thing I wanted to do was get down and start a panic search so a rogue wave could swamp me. Gordon Lightfoot said it may be best in The Wreck of the Edmunds Fitzgerald. Where in the world does the love of God go when the minutes turn to hours? All I know is I cursed myself for not tightening those bolts up good and tight. Nobody to blame but one sad, sorry, soon-to-be saltier dog. Worst case, I'd be blown up to the state park at the point, 5 miles north, not drowned at least. I had crabs, so I had food. Raw, but survival skills demand a bit of compromise. Sure, I was a little wet, but not hypothermic, and I still had that oar. So I paddled one side, rowed the other. I don't recommend this method, but in a pinch, I can testify it works. From shore, I'm sure it looks like a drunk with one bad arm, every stroke turning the boat about 45 degrees, the waves smacking it, then a paddle turning it back the other way. I finally washed up on the beach not too far from my original launch site. Some call this recreational crabbing. Even on the South End, this hardly qualifies for recreation. All I know, those crabs are going to taste real good tonight.